need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, penthouse pets and wild beasts, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. We may or may not be children of God. We may or may not be children of Jesus, Allah, Brahma, Ramadama, Buddha, the goddess, or the girl next door. But one thing we know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an a women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, your mistress of the airwaves, your mother, confessor, and tonight is the night of confession. Penthouse confessions. And yes, we are here broadcasting live from the penthouse, the fourth floor. We are here in the womb room. And we are graced by the graces, the muses, the goddesses and centerfolds and pets of the legendary Livin' Lusty Penthouse Magazine. And I'm very excited to have the mother confessor of the Penthouse Pets and 100 of the hottest porn stars in the world, and that is Lainey Spicer. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. Have you? I don't know. The night is young. Maybe I will. So, you are like the presenter, the publicist, the writer.
Yes.
All of the above.
The pet whisperer.
The pet whisperer.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And there's 100 confessions in here.
There are.
From penthouse pets, from porn stars.
Yes.
Doms.
Yes.
Working girls. Yes,
working girls.
All kinds of sex pots.
Absolutely. And from all eras.
And so, what's up with you? You're a voyeur.
I you know what? I do love dirty stories. I am. I'm a story whore.
You're a story whore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Nice. So, the only thing missing from this book is your confession.
That's true.
I'll be your mother confessor.
Oh, my. Where would we begin?
Well, what jumps into your mind, the naughtiest thing that jumps into your mind that's real, that you did, you naughty girl?
You know what? One time, a while ago, I came back from a party. It wasn't a penthouse party. It was a party for a mainstream magazine. Mm-hmm. And I met a reporter at that party. And
oh, those reporters.
Yes, this is a reporter. It was a newspaper reporter. I'm not going to mention the newspaper.
Mixing business with pleasure.
Yes. And he very nicely asked if he could drop me off at my home where I lived. And I said, you know, it was on the way. I said, oh, thank you so much. And on the way, we got into a car accident, a slight car accident.
Oh, how romantic.
Yes. Yes, and it was okay. Everyone was fine. And the police came and was fine. But then for some reason, it sexually, I found myself in this bizarre state of sort of hysterical, not like sort of giggling and arousal.
Oh, those endorphins rushing
yes,
in
endorphins
to calm you down.
Rushing in. And I remember without even thinking that I was interested that much in this man. He was a handsome young man, but I found myself throwing myself at him in the car while we were waiting for the tow truck to come from this car accident.
You hussy, you.
Yes.
And
so
did
like
he
the
throw
movie
back?
Crash. He sure did.
Okay. As long as throw
sure
to throw. That's
oh,
cool.
Yeah. So I would say that was
yes.
something that, you know, you
well, you know,
plan.
There was that movie Crash.
Yes,
about
I
the
remember
excitement
that.
Of an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So I
it's
think that's
actually
okay,
true.
Especially if nobody got hurt.
Yeah, no one got hurt. But I just remember the strange thrill of I'd never been in an accident before. It was nothing. I just maybe some whiplash on my neck. But I just started giggling hysterically, and the cop was like, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I'm fine." And then when everything settled down, I just looked at him and just all of a sudden just started kissing him.
I have
and
to have you.
Yes. Yes, I guess I wanted to feel alive.
Life,
because,
yes. You escaped death.
Yes.
Yes, that's a very powerful aphrodisiac, the escape of death.
Absolutely.
Makes you want to have a little death. the orgasm. So,
good.
Moving right along in my amazing cast of guests here, we have the beautiful Alexis Ford. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you're in here, gosh, with all kinds of excitement. You really are, and you're on the cover here. Let's see, Variations. Yeah, this is you.
Yes.
And you like outdoor sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's that taboo-ness of maybe somebody's going to see me. Somebody's watching.
I don't think my headphones are working. Hang on. I couldn't hear her before, so... Somebody, I need a new set of headphones. New headphones. Hey. Okay, so I can hear you now, probably.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, I like to do it outside.
Yeah, the fresh air invigorates
you.
Or the public sex.
The public sex.
Possibility of being seen. Probability of being seen when you do it on the balcony of... Like
the Waldorf.
Waldorf Astoria, right, where you did it.
I got caught doing it there. I got a nice knock on my door. Almost got kicked out of the resort.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How could they kick you out?
No, congratulations.
And I love the story of you squirting all over the top of the car.
Yeah, that I got kicked out of a club for having sex, and I was just so into it. And I was like, you just have to bang me on right there. We had the car right in front of the club. It was a little mixture of squirting and the big load he dropped inside my pussy.
So, when did you first start squirting?
Actually, the first time I started squirting was in porn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it was my first scene I ever did being signed under Adam and Eve.
That's quite an entryway into into just all kinds of sexual worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Public sex, porn, squirting, everything.
Yeah, now I find that I squirt a lot more now that I kind of got in tuned with my body and how to orgasm correctly.
What's your secret?
You know that feeling that you're about to have, like, when you're about to come?
Yes.
I just let it go. Instead of, like, holding it in, I just...
Push out a little?
Push out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is it G-spot stimulation or smacking the clit?
G-spot stimulation.
All right. Well, actually, we have some penthouse toys that are, I think, just made for G-spot stimulation. We have this whole basket of penthouse toys right here. It's amazing. Look at these beautiful toys. Have you ladies seen these toys?
No.
Mm. Aren't they gorgeous? Okay. Well, I think this one is for the G-spot. I'm going to introduce you two right now because you're ready to grab the toys. Okay. You can grab the toys. And then we're going to move them so they don't block your beautiful faces. So this is Emmy.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah, Emmy is on the cover here, right?
Yeah.
Emily Harrison. Okay.
Addison.
Addison. Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Emily Addison, and you picked the biggest one.
She likes them big.
The thickest, biggest. Kelly and I were talking about how they're all fairly big, but that one is the giant. Yeah. No, that's okay. I like that. I know. Go with your first instinct. Definitely. Go with that instinct, absolutely. Yeah. So you're on the cover, Emily Addison, and we have another cover girl right next to you. Where's that cover that I was jerking
right
off
there?
To? Yes, here we go, Taylor Vixen. Okay, look at this, two cover girls next to each other, and I've got the covers.
Ooh.
Actually, we've got three, but I only have two hands. So, yeah, hello. Cover girls, yeah. So, which one did you pick? Which toy?
The smallest one I could find.
You like small.
Actually, personally, I like it really big, but I'm just trying to hide.
Uh-huh. Well, that is the G-spot stimulator. Are you also a squirter or no?
No, I took the lead on her talking, so
uh-huh.
I grabbed this one
you're
purposely
if you
for
can
that.
Learn. Well, yeah, and you're a little bit of a late bloomer. You had your first orgasm at 21, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. Yeah, how did I know that?
You read my book? A lady's book.
It's your book too, sweet.
It's all your book.
It's all your stories.
It really is, and it's very riveting stories. They're full of just Olympic sex, I think. You know, just the sex of the gods and the goddesses, the kind of sex that a lot of people fantasize about, and most people don't have. A few of us do, more and more, I guess. Although then again, maybe they had a lot of this stuff in ancient Greece and Rome, I don't know, probably. So, Emily, you're not in this.
I'm not, I'm fresh to penthouse.
You're fresh, and you're already picking the largest dildo.
and
I like that. No, that's good taste. And so, I know you're classy but naughty, but, you know, all the penthouse pets are, right?
Of course.
And you were looking at penthouse when you were, like, what did you want to be when you
probably
grew up?
When I was, like, at 10 or 11, my friend brought a bunch of... I'm serious. I went to Catholic school, and one of my best friends, she brought some magazines. She's like, look what I found at my uncle's house.
Mm.
And I would take them to, like, piano lessons, and I was looking through them, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, I would love to be one of these girls. But, you know, I never even thought that could happen to me. I lived in Tennessee. I was like, yeah, right. And it did.
Tennessee? Oh, I thought that's where they grew penthouse pets. Yes. Don't they have farms out there? Or that's for corgis. No, never mind. The horses,
pluck them
right?
With the tractor.
Okay. yeah. So you're from Tennessee. Where are you from?
Texas.
That's where they have the breeding grounds for the pets, right? Mm-hmm. yes. And you... wait a second. Knock, knock. Are you masturbating? Isn't that what your roommates would say?
Yes. Not these roommates. My old roommates.
I was like, Holly?
Holly
Is that why you're in your room all the time?
Yeah, my old roommates used to do that because I really would be.
You really would.
Let's not
be.
Talk about that because my roommates are here.
But you know,
the
it's
secret's
in the book.
Out now.
If the secret is out, everyone is going to know because everyone's going to be reading this book, Confessions of the 100 Hottest Porn Stars, and that's one of your confessions. So. Forget it. You got to have some new secrets. Sorry.
True.
Yep. New secrets got to grow. Okay.
Let's make some new ones.
So, I'm going to wire up your room.
All you hear is buzzing.
So now, Kayla Page.
Hi.
Hi. Well, so you look like you just got out of high school, but you're a MILF.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Wow. And a proud MILF and a horny MILF.
Absolutely.
Setting an example for horny MILFs everywhere.
Yeah, you know, the demographic of mothers these days isn't what it used to be. So why not represent for the girls that are, you know, young moms, and they should be proud of being moms and being sexual too.
Hey, why not? Got to work with what you got.
Absolutely.
You know, and you got to get some help from people because often that kid is like the anti-aphrodisiac. So you got to get some suggestions from your fellow MILFs as to how to work that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know how to work it. Although you like rock stars better than porn stars? What's
I do.
Up with that?
Definitely. Yeah. I love musicians. I can't help it. It's my weakness.
Anybody we know?
I don't mention names, but I'm married to the best one ever, so.
Really?
It works.
Nobody knows who you're married to?
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to look it up on Wikipedia. Oh, hey, you look very famous. Okay, somebody rush me a 3x5 call. All right, then, let's change subject. Toy?
Yes, please. Let me see here. What do we got? I have an artillery under my bed, so he's probably like,
you
seriously?
You like toys a lot.
I do. I love them. Mm. I've got ones that plug in and everything. Actually, I introduced him to that the first time I met him.
Him?
Yeah, my husband.
Right. The famous guy. Yeah. Okay.
All right. How about... I like this blue one. I'm going to go with... It matches
Does
Emily's.
Does that look like... Oh, I thought you were going to say it looks like your husband.
Well, he's not blue, but yeah.
No, right. No, you know, the shape.
Close enough.
Maybe. Okay.
I like that. What do you think, Holly?
I like the one on the left.
I think Holly's going to take the black one.
Oh, here, Holly.
She is Holly.
I think I might take
this
them all.
This is Holly Randall.
Is there a double-ended I can take for Holly and me?
Yeah. Right.
Holly Randall is...
There's chocolates in here.
Is what we call second-generation erotic photographer.
Hello.
I mean, you're royalty.
Thank you.
Mom is Suze Randall. I always forget how to pronounce your dad's name, so I wrote that down. Let's see. Dad's name is Humphrey Kniep? Kniep?
Knipe. Yeah. That's okay. No one gets it right.
No? Okay. Well, then I won't either. I'll be normal. But Suze Randall, of course, well, you know, she's really super famous photographer, worked with Playboy, Penthouse, everything, you know. I mean, and she's your mom.
She is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like growing up with her as your mom?
I don't know. I mean, you know, normalcy is relative, and I think that to me it was pretty normal to grow up with a pornographer's parents, but I guess it's not that usual.
Well, did you have other friends who had pornographer parents?
No.
Okay. There you go. So did you have to explain things to them?
You know, people always ask me, like, there was never that one moment when I found out what they did for a living. It was always kind of, I guess I sort of knew. There was never any shame in my family about it. Obviously, they didn't come home and show me their work, you know, when I was a kid because it wasn't appropriate, but it was something that was never really, you know, hidden from me. So when I got older, I did have to kind of come up with creative ways to describe my mother's job. I remember, for example, once in elementary school, we had a project, and it was to write about what our mothers did for a living. And I kind of just got this look on my face.
That's great.
And I think my teacher misunderstood the look, and she said to me, she goes, it's okay, even if your mom's a housewife, they have jobs too, and you can talk about that. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, my mom's not a housewife.
A horny housewife.
And so I remember coming home with the project and kind of shoving it in my dad's face and being like, what am I supposed to say? And so we talked about her being a glamour photographer, because she actually did do some mainstream stuff, very small things, but those were the things that I could talk about. So,
okay, good. I'm glad you had something to talk about. And then you became a champion horsewoman.
Well, yeah, I rode horses pretty much my whole life up until I was about 18 years old. My mom is a horse fanatic, to say the least.
Did you ever have sex on a horse?
No, that would be very difficult to do because they move.
Well,
a lot.
Foreplay?
No. No, but
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, see, maybe I should have learned
riding,
from you.
Riding with, I was riding double with, you know, in front of this guy, and he's just rubbing up behind me while the horse is bucking between my legs. I mean, you know, it's pretty hot.
I
my concession's already coming on.
Huh? Yes. I wasn't seeing the right guys. I don't think any of them wanted to get on a horse.
Okay, well, so this is my amazing group of guests. And you know, we've got these toys, and we also have this stuff.
Yes.
This is stuff. Pleasure shots. I'm afraid of this, but I'm going to try it. What is this, Lainey?
These are enhancements. They're actually sexual enhancements, and there's a shot for men and a shot for women. So it's actually made for the two different, totally, for two different hormones of men and women. And I actually, one of the great things about working at Penthouse is that you get to sample these things at work, and it's work. It's actually something you have to do.
Will you drink yours first?
Sure, sure. I drank this at work.
Lainey, does this supposed to turn you on?
Yes, yes.
Well, this is for guys. What if a girl drinks the guys one?
Yeah, the boys take the blue.
Here's one.
They take the pink. Girls take the pink. And you take a shot of this, and it has the effect as if you had actually a couple of like two glasses of good red wine where you feel sort of flushed.
Well, I mean, has it got booze in it?
It doesn't. That's what's great about it. You can like pass, you know, the cops aren't going to stop you and pull you over for the DWI or anything. It has the effect of that, and the way your body sort of, it's not alcoholic, but the way your body feels sort of flushed and open when you've had a good glass of wine and loose is what pretty much
sherry
this
flavor.
Does.
It's like cough syrup.
Is it like all natural or what's?
It's not
as
all
bad
natural.
As cough syrup.
It is all natural.
It's kind of tasty. Want the men's?
No, it is good.
He doesn't need it. It's pretty yummy.
It actually reminds me of those cherry cough drops I used to have. Just as candy
when
I was little,
that
aren't
really good for helping you with
your cough. But they just taste good as candy.
It's kinda yummy.
That's what it tastes like to me.
And it's pink for the girls and blue for the boys. And it's supposed to make you horny. Is it supposed to just lubricate
sort of,
you?
I would say it's more of it takes away your, it's an uninhibitor. I say just to uninhibit you and relax you and.
How long does it take?
Start you going. It should take about like 5 minutes.
Oh, so in 5 minutes I'm gonna just mount you?
You might. Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Well, and then there's George there.
Your new friend.
Oh, where's George?
We have battles.
No, because Taylor was talking earlier about cock size. She was like this, and I thought since we come as a pair, couples. Collection, and this was kind of the similar.
It's bigger.
Well, okay, I misjudged. But I was thinking of you. I was going to take the streamline.
Oh, you're going to give me this one?
Yeah, I was going to take this one. Well, we can share.
I think that goes on top of it.
It goes on top. I think we have to demonstrate that.
Oh, this is the sheath?
You could take it apart.
Yeah,
can I take
it
apart?
Sure, open it, honey.
Open it up.
Oh, it's like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
There we go. Oops, see, that's the vibrator part. And this is the part that.
Where's that
bottle? Bottle, okay.
Is there a lube? Does it need a lube or?
You know, we have lube and.
Can I get that big black one for Holly?
Black one.
I have my eye on the big black one, and
she
it
really
was taken
from
me.
Yeah, yeah. I just didn't want the basket in front of her while she was talking, but then, yeah,
that's for Holly.
Sorry. Oh no, not that big black one. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You didn't mean this one?
I mean, she's pretty gangster like that.
That's Holly's size.
Look, I'm not taking the toys for me. They're going to the studio wardrobe. They're for other people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know.
Hold on. That's what I tell everybody, too.
Yeah, this is a fun one. This one is like a feather. I think you're supposed to stick this one in your ass.
This is Holly's.
Well, oops.
That's Holly's.
Oh,
Holly's.
You know, I actually used to have this huge dildo. It wasn't my own. It was the studio. And it was called the Great American Challenge. And I kid you not, it was like this long. And
really?
It was like this thick. And I never got anyone to take the challenge. It was bigger than that. It was longer than that. But it was about as thick as that.
I'd get very few people to take this challenge.
Yeah.
But
I was very disappointed.
I think you have to have a few more swigs of
the pleasure shot.
Two
more pleasure shots.
So it'll be here if you need it. Okay. So you know, I mean, if... Oh, and then there's this big pink one here, too.
Wait, it's the same.
Oh, pink.
Pink.
Aw, I should have picked the pink one.
I like pink.
Well, you know, I mean...
No, I already got the purple one.
Okay, you got it? Did you turn it on?
I did. I poked everybody. I was like...
You didn't poke me.
Who? Why did you poke?
Me.
Oh.
Poke me, baby.
Oh, poker.
Like
poker. Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I like that.
It's nice.
Let me take a shot. Like,
take a shot.
Titties.
Take a pleasure shot with the penthouse pleasure shot. Well, you fuck your titties with the penthouse.
Oh, my God. It's getting better.
Big dick. Interlude. It's
like
definitely
that.
Got an interlude going. That's a very nice top. I like the way it opens up like that.
Thank you.
You know?
It's like easy access.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
It opens from the middle.
It's like crotchless panties.
Uh-huh. Very nice. Very nice. Look at that.
There we go.
Perfect.
Thanks.
This is, by the way, Carrie in Sex and the City.
Yes, I was.
Right?
Yeah.
You can leave those like that. In fact, just in case the pleasure shot doesn't work for you.
No.
We have our own favorite drink here, which is agua coca leaf liqueur, for those of you who imbibe alcohol. It is not illegal. It's made from the coca leaf, but it's not cocaine. So,
well, then I don't want it.
Well, but there's this
great minds think alike.
Cool wine salt here that kind of looks like... Whoops. Okay. Did you want to get that for me? You looked like you wanted to get up and get that for me. But
me?
Yeah.
You
did.
What do you think?
Oh, I just need that fell on the floor. But you can't get it from over here. You'd have to come around.
Come around.
Climb over.
Here, take this while you're at it.
Yeah.
Right?
He's great.
He is. I told you. He's amazing.
Love it. Okay, so who wants to do the first agua shot?
I will.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love that attitude,
baby.
Oh,
you're so sweet.
Yeah.
Kayla's a very lucky woman.
Oh,
really.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so you have to grab someone else's tits.
Okay.
Okay.
Pull them out.
What do you mean? You have to grab them.
Well, you can grab them, but
okay,
you want salt on your shirt?
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
She's going to have to put the salt on
okay, that's
somehow.
Fine.
So.
Okay,
oh, that's not
you
the cocaine.
First, you have to lick it. Is is that coke?
I've never done it.
It's like a body shot.
It's coke, yeah, right.
Nipples are the best place.
Okay, here. You have to lick it first.
You
have to
lick it before you stick it, Emily.
Yeah.
I thought you knew
exactly.
that.
Yeah. She's from Tennessee, and she's a new pet. She's
learning.
Obviously. Yes. Very good.
Welcome to the family, Emily.
Okay, and she's doing very well. She's doing very well. She's got the salt right. In those titties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Better than bacon for breakfast. Salt and titties. Mm.
I actually heard of it.
Yeah, it's lime salt, correct. Well, you
it's
know.
Bacon day?
Okay,
it's green.
So now I lick
it. Now you
lick
the salt, and then you drink.
And
okay?
I drink, and I lick the other one.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You got it. There she goes.
Woo!
Emily.
Was it good?
Yum.
Well, of course, it's off your titties.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Okay. Next, who else wants
Alexis?
I think I should break in the new pet.
Break, you should.
Yay!
I agree.
Mm. Absolutely.
Here's the bile. I'm gonna stare
Okay. Break it in the new pet. Oh, very sensuously pulling those nipples to attention. Yes, Alexis is very sultry. She knows what she's doing, and she's got a lot of salt on there. Yeah. That's pretty salty, girl. Okay. Okay.
Salty titties.
Salty titties, yum. Mm. Strong stuff. Okay. Gonna make, oh, yeah. Suck that nipple right up there. Mm. Down the hatch. Okay. Ah, now we go from the nipples to the tongue. And more. Mm-hmm. Woo. Woo. The womb room is heating up.
I definitely feel that pleasure shot.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I do. I know I do because I haven't had any agua. I am feeling something. Or,
I
don't know,
maybe a shot.
Maybe it's just you are so intensely hot.
I think you need a shot.
Well, I'm not going to oppose that if I can use your titties for one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you're going to have to come up here, though.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, with your toy.
Oh, yeah. It's
Susie, Evie.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to put Evie away now that I have human beings.
Can I hold her?
Well,
no, not by me.
Not by her. Right. Okay, right. Okay. After the show, we'll.
She might strike.
Have Evie do a go around to the people that like snakes. We also have snake whiskey for those of you who.
Oh my God.
Would rather drink your snakes. Okay, Alexis. Yay. Mm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, where's that salt? Yes, right here and. Let's see, I get my little shot right here, and I'm going to sit right down here. By the way, this is a love mat. Can we get a microphone for Alexis? We have a mic here. Can we pull that off the stand so in case she speaks or gasps, we can hear? Right, here. So here we go. Get a little microphone. Okay, so... This is a love mat, which is really good, and just in case you squirt.
Okay.
You know, it absorbs it really well, so it's great. Okay, so I need, you know, obviously the nipples. Yeah, that's what you have to put the salt on. That's part of the ritual.
I've been waiting all night to see these boobs.
Me too.
These are new boobs.
They're new. I've been waiting.
Yeah, we did drum roll.
Yeah, I think you should
drum roll. The lips are excellent. I know the tits are
great. Let me hold this for you.
I think I'm wearing the same bra.
Yay! They look great.
Beautiful, beautiful boobs.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how are you feeling?
Good.
Okay, so hold this. Okay, so hold it right there. Yeah, face forward. Yeah, very good. Okay. You are a canvas for my lime salt. By the way, we just made a video that's on YouTube that shows us drinking this stuff, and I mean, holding these things, and so we felt obligated to put, you know, subtitles on saying, it's not cocaine, it's lime salt.
<That's hot. laughs> Yeah. Nice. Suck some titties really good. Seeing that while you're a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a titty doctor. You're the titty doctor.
Okay. Alexis, yummy. Mm. Yum, yum, yum.
Yoo-hoo.
Agua. Okay, well, the show is underway.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So, you're up here now in the middle of the womb room. Yes. What do you think?
I'm definitely a very interesting place.
It is. You ever been to a place like this before?
No.
No? Never
First
been on
time.
A show like this before?
Never.
Okay, so
excited.
Are you feeling nervous, excited? You like public displays
yes,
of yourself.
Yes, I do.
You're somewhat on display
public.
Right now. Well, I mean, it's kind of a cozy room.
Yeah.
You know? It's certainly no more public than gazillions of guys looking at your little variations cover here. You know, I mean, they're all... Are you in here naked or something?
Your microphone.
Yeah.
Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
Up your microphone, please.
Okay.
Up.
This microphone?
Yeah, that one.
That one? Yeah. So where are you in here? Find yourself. You can find yourself. That's what this show is all about. Find yourself. here we go.
Pre-boobs.
This is pre-boobs.
Yes.
You've just got this, boob job, I guess is what we call it, right?
July 6th.
Ooh, how do they feel?
I like them.
I mean, they feel good to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they look good here, too. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, you'd look good in any size boobs, I think. It's just your energy. Very hot and sexy and sultry. Mm-hmm. So, here you are. So, do you want to demonstrate one of the toys for us? You want to have one of the girls help you?
Sure.
Yeah? Pick a girl. A pet?
Pick a pet.
An animal? Yeah. A beast.
Holly!
When did I know you were going to do that?
She shot my first picture, pictorial.
You knew the doing.
She has to break me in.
Yeah. I was about to sink down. I think Kayla's way more experienced.
Yeah, I think Kayla should be in this.
Come on, Kayla. I can take the pictures.
Kayla.
Break me in.
Okay. And is this that your favorite? No, that was Emmy's favorite.
That was mine, but I gave it to
her. I had sex with Evan Stone
nice
yesterday.
I thought she would enjoy it.
I had sex with Evan
Stone.
That
does look like Evan Stone.
My vagina is pretty much...
It's just missing the balls.
Mm. he made me gag on his balls yesterday. It's my first time.
Balls are easy to gag
huge.
On. They're slow hangers.
They were in my throat. He's like, put those balls in your mouth.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for cleaning up around here. Yeah, very good. Okay. So now you want to get on this side of her? I mean, or I don't know. What are you guys going to do? You do whatever you want.
I'll get on this side. I love how you're not wearing any panties.
Who's not wearing panties?
Miss Alexis is not wearing panties.
Alexis is wearing invisible
panties. She comes prepared.
I see. Well, Panty Boy will be disappointed. But we do have emergency panties for later.
Yeah.
So you can wear them and then leave them here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Are you wearing panties?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, can we see?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Kayla, look at this bod. Whoa. Definitely a rock star bod here. Yeah, and look at these slinky, skimpy panties. Yeah, Panty Boys will love these. These are... leopard and lace and, yes, Amazon woman. And now here's the sweet little blonde with the new titties.
You know, when I first met Alexis, I thought she was a sweet little blonde, but boy, was I surprised.
Right. Looks can be deceiving. Girl.
Very much.
Well, I'm not a big fan of lube, so.
Oh, you're not?
I gotta warm her up
first. Oh, you're a big fan of saliva. Yes, Kayla the MILF. But I don't know how many of the soccer moms in your neighborhood look like this. Oh, and she is sucking that wet, wet pussy. Yes, she is. Ooh. Taylor's pretty, pretty pussy. Yeah. So pink.
She's got those pretty blue eyes looking at me.
Yes, she is. She's looking right at you.
Pretty little pussy.
She knows that's part of the art of cunnilingus, cunning linguist art is to look right up. Oh, and we are taking the Evan Stone, I see.
Yeah, I'm pretty stretched open.
Okay, and you know that's a vibrator. It does vibrate, yeah. Now, how does that feel just vibrating up against you?
Feels amazing.
This is
the pleasure shot by Penthouse, definitely.
The pleasure shot is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, and having a very hot girl between my legs doesn't help.
And the Penthouse toy. How do you rate that? I mean, this is, what is this called? A couple's toy? What do we call this
toy? It's a couple's collection.
Couple's collection.
Rhapsody
2. Okay, Rhapsody. We are
spitting on that
classy but naughty.
It's a 10-inch vibe and sleeve.
Ooh, yeah.
Thank
and
you,
it's,
Emily.
It's vibing
for
now, right?
You're welcome.
Good vibrations.
She's taking it easy on my say.
Rammer.
Yeah, what's your where are your
there we go. There we go.
Yeah, pushing
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, let's have you lean back against the dick balls here. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, get you comfy here. Right up against the Yale pillow so my alma mater knows they have a good alumna here. With a cute little tattoo of a what?
Tinkerbell.
Oh. Tinkerbell. See? What a sweetie. Yes. You are like Tinkerbell. Oh, and that dick is like Jack and the Beanstalk. Oh. It just keeps growing. Oh, it's so thick. Wow. How does that compare to Evan Stone?
Evan Stone definitely rams it in there. It doesn't take...
Kayla is doing it.
Yeah, I'm just...
Very nice.
Put it in balls deep.
Yeah.
Oh,
balls deep.
Yeah. Shove it in there.
Shove it in there. It looks so delicate, but it's really a hot pussy that needs to be filled. Yeah?
It definitely felt.
Yeah.
Susie, your hat's in the way.
How does she taste?
She tastes amazing.
Yeah, how's she doing?
Oh, she's doing really good.
Yeah. And the Rhapsody. Getting to that Rhapsody.
I can feel her pussy tightening around it.
Yeah.
Dr. Susie, I want to interrupt this to ask if it's okay that Emily joins in.
Oh, absolutely, Emily.
Okay, Emily.
Come right up here. And
you're more than invited.
Join the party.
Emily. Sit in my face while I get fucked.
Well, all right. I mean, I wouldn't want anything to cover your beautiful face except Emily. That would be what I think is the only thing that could be as good as your face. Okay. Oh, and off go the black panties for Panty Boy. Black lace panties. Very nice. And wearing high boots. I think you should take the dress off, though. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, we're wearing the same bra.
Okay. Aw, the new pet. Joins in. Yes, go ride her face, baby. And she's wearing her riding boots, so she's ready for a ride.
And if anyone wants to buy any of these products or the pleasure shots, as you can see, they work.
Oh,
you can go to penthousestore.com, and you can get 20% off using offer code 100STARS.
100 stars.
Yeah, the number 100 and then stars, and you can get 20% off any of these, anything you want on the store, whether it's the pleasure shots or the toys or my book. Or
it's related to your book, because your book is Confessions of 100 Porn
Stars. Yes, it's an honor.
It's an
honor. The girls are actually doing this in honor of my book, actually. This is how we celebrate my literary achievements.
That's right. They are.
This is a tribute to me, really.
Absolutely.
Isn't it, Holly?
Yes, it is.
Move the Yale pillow.
I'm so moved and touched by it.
I am too. I'm on the verge of tears.
A lot of people are moved, and a lot of people are touching, as well as touching themselves, probably, at this point. Hey, what are you doing over there?
I just want to state I can't join because I have strep.
She has strep throat.
I got it yesterday, and I'm on a Z-Pack.
Well, why don't you just sit there with your top down, then?
Take it off.
I think, I agree.
You're just trying to work the angles.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. That angle's got, you know.
Yeah, I'll sit here with my top down. I don't mind, but I have strep as of yesterday, so I can't.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. We don't want her getting
any of
them.
And I don't want to get any of them
sick.
No,
of course not. No,
so here's my boobs for you.
All natural. All natural double D's.
I think I'm the natural out of the bunch.
You are. You are the nature girl.
You are. And you have a natural case of strep. And so you have to sit there. Well, okay. And I appreciate your honesty. What is going on over here? I have to pay attention to my orgy over here.
Yeah, you probably need to.
Okay. So, how we doing? Whoa, a pet orgy. This is just spectacular. Kissing and fucking and sucking.
You know what's weird is I feel naked without a camera in my hand.
Oh, yeah. I know. Should someone give you a camera maybe and we have snap extra some
cameras,
photos?
Don't we? You want to give her a camera, Max? Here, give her a camera.
Holly, I think you should take. Yeah,
she
let's.
She likes to shoot.
Holly,
she
take does. Some Come shots on. Right up so, here. Close
there's
up.
Your camera.
Close
go
up.
Ahead.
You get on the stage and shoot. We don't let only
Hi,
celebrity Vicky. Photographers get on the stage to shoot.
I don't know how to work Hi. This one.
Well, you'll figure it out. Oh, yeah. Oh, she is just
It's true,
Holly.
If you get on the stage and take the photos, it'll look more natural.
How's she doing? She's so open now.
Her pussy's so fucking wet.
It is. It's so fuckable. She keeps just taking it. I wonder if she's going to squirt. And I don't know. She's certainly getting fucked real good. And, I mean, she can't talk now because she's got her mouth full. Her mouth is just full of new penthouse pet pussy. Yes.
So, Dr. Susie, I have a question for you. How is this every week you get to watch gorgeous people have sex on your bed?
Well, yeah, I mean, in a manner of speaking. Yeah. I mean, they're not always equally gorgeous, but, I mean, I guess they are in the eyes of
sure.
God and the goddess.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, people, you know, can kind of get wild.
Well, this is a wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you. And oh.
Actually, about 27 years of shows.
What happened? Well, did something happen? You came? Yeah. Did you have a good orgasm?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's a good toy. Mm. I picked the best one.
And now she's sucking it up there.
I always clean up my messes.
Oh. Very good. Did you squirt?
No.
Okay.
But I did.
But, you know, internal amazing. Orgasms are amazing.
Yeah.
Right. And you had one of those big implosions. While you were sucking her pussy.
I've had a crush on this girl for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm really happy that.
Had she ever eaten your pussy before? Was that the first
time? Never. This is the first time that we have ever met.
Ah.
I have to say, you have one pretty little pink pussy.
So do you.
Yeah. Well, should we switch positions or something? I mean, and you didn't get your shot. Did you want one?
Oh, no, I'm okay, actually.
Okay,
thank
you're
you.
Nursing. Okay. Does anybody else want to try out a toy or confess?
Actually, we should have Emily confess because I didn't know her in time for the book, so I'd like to have a confession from perhaps Emily.
Okay, do I need to
Emily, hold. No, sit here and hold the microphone. I'm going to just check out whose panties are these. These are Emily's?
Those are my panties, yes.
Emily. Lovely.
Thank you.
Nice. Okay, so your confession.
Emily, I want you to tell me the last naughty thing you did.
The what, baby?
The last naughty thing you did. It doesn't have to be something. It could be anything, but something that nobody knows about. A little naughty, silly little thing you did that you just did just spur the moment.
Well, I had some girl orgy action in Barbados.
Barbados.
I know that
what
trip that she went on.
Oh, really?
That must have involved Nikki Benz
and
Sabrina Marie
and a fashion model named Boyana.
Oh.
Boyana?
Oh,
Boyana.
Boyana.
Is that a male boy?
No, I only do the girls.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was boy, Yana. Okay. yeah, you only do the girls.
Well, no, I do men. Of course, that's my passion, but...
Right. Professionally.
But I'm committed to my love.
Oh, you
and,
have a boyfriend.
Yes, I'm committed to him, and so I play with the girls.
Yes, you do play with the girls. Yes. Oh, what are you sitting on?
Oh,
that's your shoe. Okay.
Was that your first time with Nikki and Sabrina? Had you ever been
It
with
was
them
my first time with the both of them. And, well, actually, Sabrina and I are hooking up on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
So did this happen, like, after a party or, like, But wait, explain the circumstance.
This is going into her next book, by
the way. Yes,
yes. It did. It was our last night. Well, it was our last night in Barbados, and, you know, we were just hanging, and Susan, we had really gotten to know each other and really enjoyed each other's company. We had met a bunch of, like, you know, fashion models from New York and hit it off with them. Well, me especially, with the one. And invited them back to my room, and it kind of just happened, and it was really hot. So,
and no cameras, this was all private?
It was all private.
You know, a lot of people wonder, do porn stars have as much hot sex in private as you do on camera?
I think the hotter sex happens in private.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, in my book, I would say, by and large, as much as they love their on-camera sex, everyone says that they have even better sex off-camera.
Well, I guess because you don't have to worry about the angles. You just get into the
Susan?
Yeah.
No, you can.
To the other side?
You can just
please
be free and do what you want. And it was a really good time. No inhibitions. We were all about each other. And it was great mixing the porn girls in the fashion world as well. So...
Well, you know, porn and fashion mix. There's a lot of crossover.
Well, porn mixes with a lot of stuff.
There's the porn star rock star thing. There's the porn. I mean, basically, porn stars are becoming arm candy for every famous type there is.
I think so.
Except maybe sociologists. I don't know.
Yes,
true. True.
In fact,
rock stars, television stars.
Also, I noticed UFC fighters. Today, while I was in LA, I had lunch with Lexi Tyler, who's also in the book, and her husband, Rockin' Rob, who's a UFC fighter. And we were just saying how so many porn stars are marrying UFC fighters, and it's another big combination.
Speaking of combinations, I just keep thinking we should combine you in a different way now and try a different toy. Which one of these toys would somebody
I hate to give mine up, but I got to say feather on one side.
I mean, if you want to give it up, you need to bring your ass up to the bed.
Okay, I'll just, like, hand it to you.
Well, we'll see if you can get away with that. They might yank you in, but come on. here she goes. Now, she's used to, you know, controlling horses, so I'm not sure if she can deal with you guys. Here she is, Holly Randall, trying to keep her dignity.
I must say, I'm not sticking anything in my pussy today because I worked for Penthouse the other day and had to take two cocks in one day, so I'm a little beat up.
Okay, so here's this.
I'm definitely not.
This is anal, okay.
For me, that takes like,
Well, actually, Alexis, what does it feel like, though? What do the feathers feel like? Because can't you just, like, run them over someone's body?
Oh, we made her blush.
Oh, I mean, hey, you know, there. If you want to try it, you want to try the other hole now? You know, because you look gay. Alexis is game.
There we go.
Alexis is pet rating has just gone way up. You know, she's got the most holes that are.
What are you thinking?
Oh, and look at this feather. It's very nice. What is this called? This toy? Maybe you can just. The G-spot one, okay.
Yeah,
well, you can just use the outside of that for stimulation. Okay. I mean, how about the outside and then the G-spot one?
We put
there
one
you
bead
go
in, she said.
One bead.
One bead in the booty.
One bead in the booty. Okay, I think that sounds
all
like
right
a really good
that'll
deal.
That'll help. Let's do it. I
okay, one bead in the booty and then the G-spot thing here. Okay, and I have the microphone, and she is getting a little more of that. Here she goes, lubricating her digestive system. Very good. This is Alexis Ford getting ready for her big moment. Okay. Wow. Bend over, bitch. Wow. Yeah. How's she doing?
Good.
broke it. Okay. No, I don't think. No, it just came apart a little bit, but sturdier than that. There you go. I don't know. I think bring it to your mama. Okay. There you go. Okay.
I love how my children play together. Isn't it nice?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh my.
who broke this toy? Why is it broke?
Beautiful.
It just vibrated.
Alexis Ford, you are just everybody's dream. Men and women and she-males also. Yep. Probably aliens as well.
Oh, I did it perfect. I got the nice spit puddle right in your asshole.
And you ladies really know how to cook here. It's like you've gone to culinary school. You really are. You know what to do with your utensils. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
The one thing I have to say about anal sex is don't put it in. Put it in slow.
Slow.
No, yeah, but don't
slower
fuck
the
my asshole slow because it makes me feel like I'm taking a major shit.
Oh.
So if you're going to fuck my ass, fuck it. If not, don't fuck it.
Okay, fuck it or don't fuck it. That's the key to asshole fucking. Okay, look. And look at that with the tail. Alexis has a tail. She looked, I knew you guys were pets, but I didn't know you were animals. Wow, with a tail, wag it.
Wag.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Whoa,
All right.
Yes, she is wagging her tail.
She didn't know, she loves it.
She's taking it quite a bit there. Yeah, it's up to three balls in the ass right there. And the G-spot thing is in there? No, just, okay, well, who cares? Okay, yeah, that anal thing is all the way in there. And, and she's pushing it deeper inside. Harder and deeper. Yeah, and lots of saliva, and it's going in. How many balls you got in there? How many balls she got in there?
I think it's like five.
Five balls.
Two fingers.
Five balls and two fingers. It sounds like we're playing pool. Yeah, oh yeah, oh, it looks pretty hot, really hot. And it's now going in and out. Are they doing it the right rhythm?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The other way or this way? You tell me what you want.
This way, I don't think she can tell.
I'm the most inexperienced porn girl I think there is, so.
Well, there's something to be said for, you know.
That's my confession,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. You're doing well, I think. How's that?
Doing it really good.
They're doing it good, yeah. Oh, they're fucking you in the ass. Yes, you have a tail in your tail, girl. Yes, and we are telling tales. Confessions. Penthouse confessions. Telling the confessions out the ass, right, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Anal confessions. Major anal confessions with Penthouse toys. Alexis Ford. Oh, it's all the way in now. It is.
Feather tail.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, wow. Did you have an anal gasm?
My favorite is to have the cock in the ass and, like, the Hitachi wand.
Wow. Well, you know, but we have to have some applause, I think, because, I mean, this is quite a performance. Alexis Ford taking it in both holes, pretty deep, very deep, and her two culinary assistants, her co-stars, Emily Addison and Kayla Page. Yes. Oh, yes. Look at these beautiful girls. Beautiful pets. Yeah, it's beautiful. And, okay, so you've had so much in all your orifices. Can I just have that basket? Yeah, give me my Easter basket. No, the basket. No, that one. Right. Okay, so pick a pair of panties to wear and for a little while, and then Panty Boy will love you forever.
What?
They're a little tangled.
You also have MTOs who's been
holding. Oh, MTOs.
There's a bunch of people that called.
Okay,
let's put them on.
Let's put them on. Well, we were busy, callers. I'm so sorry. Yeah, but we're taking your calls now.
MTOs, you're on the line.
And our number is 1-866-289-7068. Hello, MTOs.
Yeah, hi, Susan.
Yeah,
hi,
yeah.
Max.
Hi, MTRs.
I've been listening to your lovely show. This is a star-studded lineup you've got tonight.
Yes, it's very star-studded. That's true. We have Penthouse Pets galore and famous writers and photographers, and we're all in a tangle with panties. Here you go. Finally. Okay.
I have a question to ask Alexis.
Okay.
Alexis Ford, is that the name of the lady?
Susan?
I can't hear him.
He has a question for Alexis?
Yes. Question for Alexis?
Go ahead, MTS.
Yeah, Alexis, out of curiosity, I was listening to the show a little while ago, and you mentioned that you like to squirt. What makes squirting more exciting? Is it like something extraordinary for you, or is it just something that just comes naturally?
What makes squirting more exciting, he wants to know. Is it something different from a regular orgasm, or does it come naturally, or do you do it to perform? What is it?
I think it all depends. The first time I ever squirted was when I performed, so, and I think when I'm not nervous and when I'm just very, you know, like, relaxed and just very into the sex, I just let go and I can squirt more easily. But it's definitely all mind control.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it the same for you, MTAs, when you squirt?
I wish I could.
Well, I hope you can. You don't squirt anymore, darling.
Not since I was 25 years old.
Oh, well, too bad. Well, then you have to watch the other people squirt, and you can get vicarious thrills.
Who has the better boobs?
Mine.
That's
well,
so
we competitive. Are. Is this
but
a boob fight?
You're not new.
How do you compete this way?
Mine.
This is like
no,
a boob
me.
Fight. Yeah.
Me.
Oh, mine.
Mine's better and newer.
No, mine's are newer.
Mine are older and better and mine. Softer and no. Bigger and oh.
Wow, this is what you do to break in your new boobs. See, Taylor, you never have to do this stuff. Do you think your boobs are more sensitive because they're real? Is it?
No, you can do anything to them.
I can do anything to them. Too bad you have strep.
I was going to say, is that a challenge?
No, not a challenge, but really.
Oh, everybody's just... and everybody's wearing their 911 panties. Great, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know, they're great.
So,
they look great
or
in them.
Panty
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get all my fucking pussy juice all over
pussy
it.
Pussy juice, oh, yeah.
So you can fucking sniff and jerk off to them later.
You're just such a little luscious pervert, aren't you?
Yeah, you know he's going to sniff these shits and he's going to jerk off to them.
Yes.
Imagine the fucking
okay,
pussy juice all over
together.
It.
Okay, let's do a little tribatism. This is, by the way, called Hoka Hoka, among the bonobo
among
chimpanzees.
The bonobos, yeah.
Right.
Panty boy.
Panty boy.
Okay, you've still got empty eyes on.
Yes, yes.
Empty eyes, we're going to let you go.
This is what the bonobos do, by the way. This is the bonobo ladies, this is how they achieve female solidarity. So they keep the guys in line by rubbing their pussies together. Continually. It's very into sisterhood, you know?
Yeah.
Keeps you powerful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very into the sisterhood.
You are. Do you have a boyfriend, too?
Nope.
No?
I'm ready, single, and ready to mingle.
Mm.
Readily.
Yeah?
Yeah, can't talk
you,
right
you
now.
You want to pick a guy in a room?
Don't pick my guy. No,
don't
can.
Pick
you can come home with us if you want.
No, actually, I think I might try a girl next time.
You might try a relationship
with
a girl.
With a girl, yeah.
What's
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
You.
That's
you're volunteering.
I'm just volunteering, I don't know.
Right. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am, but we're looking for a hot babe.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got one right here.
I know.
Is your boyfriend here right now?
Well, I'm not going to say. Oh. Could be anybody.
Could be
any
could
of
be.
These
hot
guys.
Could
be.
This
could
is
be the captain.
Well, I'd be a little concerned because I wouldn't know about that. But actually, I wouldn't be concerned. If you want to be his boy, or his girlfriend, that's great. Hop into bed with us tonight. Wow. So, yeah. Well, okay. So
I've been having a lot of sex with girls lately.
I saw some of that just now. Yeah.
Actually, it's one of the reasons why we broke up, because he got very jealous that I was getting a lot of attention from women.
Mm. Really?
I also have a lot of sex with women. It's very strange.
No, true story. A few weeks ago, I was feature dancing. I brought home 4 hot strippers from when the club I was dancing at. I was like, babe, here we have. I have 4 strippers for you, ready to suck you, fuck you, whatever. Uh-huh. Let's have one big orgy. He's like, I can't believe you're doing this.
Oh my God, you're coming home with me tonight.
I was like, I mean, he got so mad.
Really?
So I had sex with him.
He's not the
them.
Guy for
no,
you.
Not definitely the guy.
Not. No.
He tells me that he's not a piece of meat. So I'm like,
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well, you need to go to the deli and find yourself a nice cut of sirloin. Because, I mean, there's lots of guys that would love that.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how, you know, sometimes you hook up with just the guy that doesn't want what millions of guys want. So now you can do a little personal ad.
I'm on my adventure.
What are you looking for?
I'm just looking to have fun. I'm going to be single for next year, so I think it's my time to enjoy my life.
Yeah.
Not be wrapped up in somebody else's.
Where are you from originally?
New York.
New York. And
New York City,
you look
baby.
Like you're from the South or
or foreign, I guess.
Yeah, right. But New York, okay. And when did you decide to be a porn star?
Holly actually shot one of my
Holly.
First.
Blame it on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The porn star whisperer.
I was in nursing school, and I would fly to L.A. and stay at her house, and her dog would molest me at night.
Her dog?
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's not what he said.
Certain people. What? How did the dog? Wait a second. We're not endorsing animal sex here, but what happened?
Her dog would, like, sleep. Like, I was sleeping over her house, and... Her little Jack Russell named Oscar would come up in between my legs at night and like hang out right next to me and cuddle.
He likes to cuddle
Aww.
With hot chicks.
He likes to cuddle.
He's just a cuddler though. We cut off his balls, so there's not much more he can do.
Okay. But he didn't go lap.
Alexis, I have to tell you, that was me in the middle of the night. Okay. I know you thought that was the dog, but that was me sneaking into your room.
I don't consider
that
animal sex, you know, but it happens sometimes.
No, I did not put any peanut butter
in the tomato. Okay, yep, that's one way to do it. But, okay. Wow. Well, okay. Can you top the animal sex story?
I don't know if I can.
You don't have to.
I've had a lot of weird sex in a lot of random places. So I did a scene in an abandoned Catholic church in downtown L.A.
Really?
Are
you Catholic?
No, I'm Christian.
Christian?
Yeah.
I mean, you say that with conviction.
Absolutely.
Yeah? You grew up like Pentecostal?
Jesus loves porn stars.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you feel you are still a believer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And the ladies. So how come Jesus loves porn stars? I mean, he loved Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She would have been a porn star maybe if there was porn at the time.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that, you know, being a porn star has anything to do with, like, you know, it's porn and religion, I don't think, it's separate. You know, you can believe whatever the hell you want to believe, and, everybody has their own individual beliefs, and I think that's what makes the world an amazing place to live in.
Well, I think
judging other people is just bullshit.
All kinds of porn stars. It used to be, you know, if you're a porn star, you're a fallen woman. But now you can be a porn star.
Well, that was
star.
The opinion, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, you go to church and everything?
I don't go to church on a regular basis, but I went to private school when I was a kid. And,
you wore one of those uniforms?
I went to Baptist school,
I went to Catholic school.
Bible school. I was an altar server.
That's what happened. It fucks you up. Well, not fucks you up. There's the porn world.
So basically, we should thank religious schools for bringing us porn stars.
I mean, like, I had nuns. Nuns.
Dr. Susie's.
Yeah, I see a shoot.
Dr. Susie's.
All right.
Dr. Susie's daddy used to make the plaid skirts.
Yes, he made
the Catholic girls.
School skirts. So I have
nice Jewish
That's
man.
Cute.
Yes,
I like that.
Video with Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone, the Aerosmith video, when they go and they
they skip out of Catholic school and they go to the strip club and she's dressed like a boy and she has a hat
on. Crazy, wasn't it?
Crazy, mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that video. It's been like, it's kind of like a inspirational video for
so
me.
You're crazy for it?
Yeah, I mean, because that was me. Like, I went to Catholic school and I just, and then I had all the dirty magazines and I just always had that idea in my head and I see the video and like,
you were a good
so
Catholic.
Fun. I want to be that girl.
Do you feel you're still a good Catholic, or do you feel like...
No, I'm agnostic.
Oh, okay.
Completely. Like, fuck off.
Well, I don't know.
No, I'm sorry, but fuck. That's not shit. That's
By
not
the way,
real.
As a sex therapist, I specialize in treating victims of religious sexual abuse. But anyway, yeah. There's a lot of religious sexual abuse
out
there.
I mean, I was lucky it wasn't a little boy at my church, yeah. You know, because they were all victimized by the bishops and
right.
stuff.
Right. Hot girls, no, yeah.
No. No.
See, that's why I'm not a Catholic.
So you had sex in a church. Was that a religious experience?
No, it wasn't. It was filming a movie, and it was like, it's a building, you know. I think that you can practice whatever religion you want in your own head. You don't need to go to a building to, you know, be able to be religious.
But isn't there something like...
I'm more spiritual than I am, like, you know...
Erotically transgressive about fucking in a church?
I mean... It wasn't a clean church.
It's like dirty. Church.
It's abandoned, and it was anal in with a girl, so it was pretty much everything against like what I should be doing there. But
Church of Lucifer.
Yeah. No, not quite.
Was it the chapel in the Linda Vista Hospital?
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shot there.
It's isn't
awesome.
It cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is so cool there.
It's rad.
Holly's
yeah.
getting nervous that you guys are going to jump her. Look, she's putting
no,
more
I'm actually cold.
She's putting more
I'm cold. I'm sorry.
Over here.
It's hot.
It's hot, right. You got
to
come up here.
I can see so much better from over here.
Now, how do you maintain your distance, Holly? You're friends with all these porn stars. Look at this.
Seriously.
That's really as tempting as that is.
Look at this.
That's amazing.
That's what you call danglers right there. The dangling balls.
Evan Stone. I love Evan, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's just a great guy.
Have you had Evan?
No. I've actually never been with a performer, ever.
No.
In my life,
never
no.
had sex with a performer?
No, I keep, as much as, like, I love him, I keep that professional distance because it's just not a good idea to mix business and pleasure. So,
and that's why
it's a rule I set 12 years ago when I started.
Reputable,
thank
best
you.
Photographers in this business. And everybody loves Holly. I've never met one person that has not said they didn't like Holly.
Well, we'll find one.
Shucks. Yeah, well, right. You know what? They're out there. There are people who don't like
Give
you.
Us a call.
When she tells me to stop masturbating.
1-866-289-7068. Right. Right. Okay. Well, yeah. So, hi. So do we have any tweets out there? We don't... where's... Oh, let's see. Bring me. Okay. We've got some tweets here. Let's see. What have we got? Amazing Masturbator says he is stroking to all these beautiful women on Susan's show this evening. Thank you, Amazing Masturbator, for letting us know you're stroking to all these beautiful women. Actually, your name says it all.
I
Amazing
hope you blow
Masturbator.
A big fucking load for us.
Yeah, I think he probably already has because this is... Oh, Dark Angel... You and the ladies look stunning tonight, Susan. Thank
Aww.
You. Okay. Aww. Thank you.
I was
you.
Just going to say
this
guy.
This is Panty Boy. Okay.
Oh,
he's porn
great.
Star fan.
No, I know him.
You know him?
He wanted one of
Personally.
My magazines. No, he's on my Twitter. Porn Star fan has
yeah.
been tweeting me all
oh,
day
Oh, I know
today.
I know who he is.
Well,
is
you're
going to
sign a magazine for
him. I will sign a magazine. I brought them just for him.
Aw, well, that's very sweet. We're going to send it to him because he's not here.
Okay, great.
He's on another planet. But, but he wants... Here's what he says. He has a confession because this is, you know, Penthouse Confessions Night. I want to confess... I am in love of, he has interesting syntax. I get in love of Emily Addison since I saw her in live show of
Danny.
Danny. And she is my fan pet of the year, or something.
Fave pet.
Fave pet of the year.
Porn star fan. Aww. I love you too.
And that's Panty Boy. And of course, he says, wants to see panties, which he has seen plenty of panties in.
Right? There they are.
She knows how to appeal to her fans. Emily, you are getting the hang of the pet routine here. Okay, and Imtiaz, are you still there, Imtiaz? No, he's gone. Okay. Well, we have panties and porn stars and everything for everybody. Okay, and look at this. All these beautiful girls just lined up. My tits. Okay, here's mine. Who wants to have some salt? Okay. Yeah. Salt. Salt my tits. There's some salt right over there. Right this way or
the vial of cocaine. There you go.
Here we go. Here's some. I got some right here.
You got some right here.
I got your salt right here. And you got to get your shot there. I'm going to get the treatment. Okay. Oh, I'm getting a few here. Okay. The big whore of the family. That's what you are. I'm glad we have...
But you're a
cute little package. Big whores come in small packages, I think, is the moral of the story here. Okay, so salt first, I think, right?
Or no,
lips
you have to lick
tongue
it.
First.
Hold
okay.
on, let me pull them.
Okay, pull them, bra out, get those titties out. Mm-hmm. Oh, double lick. Double lick, double lick, double lick. Oh, yes. I feel like these little guppies are sucking on me. It's great. It's like all these cute little fishies
are
sucking my titties.
We're going to lick together.
Lick together and drink together and party together and pet.
Both of theirs.
Good slurping sound.
I love your nipples.
They're
so nipply and...
Nipply. I have nipply nipples.
I mean, like this,
that's
you know,
a really
like,
big compliment coming from
a pet like this.
I'd like us to be sure to get that in the blurb. I have nipply nipples, okay? Nipply nipples. That's I've never been told that. I've been told a lot of things about. I like the way you carry that bottle around. You know, like you mean it. Yeah.
Okay. Did you think we sucked your nipples?
Sucked my nipples beautifully.
She's like a bottle slinger.
She is a bottle slinger, yeah.
Bottle slinger. Cock slinger, bottle slinger.
Cock slinger, okay.
Yeah. Cock slinger, bottle slinger, pussy slinger.
Looks like we're ready to get into another position. And now we've got very nipply nipples going in the mouth, and now tongues in the mouth. And these panties are getting... Okay,
no,
should I...
But,
hold this. Okay, you better take a big slurp out of that. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So, everyone seems a little hot and bothered and in an interlude, right?
A little shy.
Okay, who's a little shy?
I'm a little shy.
You're a little shy.
I'm a little shy performing in front of... I would love to, but I just... Right now, I'm a little shy.
They can see you. There you go. Hi.
Well, I think they were looking at her other sign.
Fascinating in my penthouse confessions that I'm a little shy of fucking Alexis Taylor right now.
Really? But what if she used one of these Primo penthouse dildo vibrators?
Oh my god.
Yeah, how about picking one? Anyone?
Susan?
Yeah.
Hold the mic up.
Yeah. Okay. Pick a vibrator.
Pick a small one.
Pick a small one, or a big one, or whatever one.
No, you
get the big black one for messing up my name. Okay, you little bitch, you're going to get the big black cop.
But we're promoting the penthouse toys. that's just a...
Okay, how about we open her up with the big black one?
Alexis, she was just thinking about me and you. Positive.
You said Alexis Taylor.
That's right. You were just marrying
me. Sorry, I'm bad with names. I'm good with faces. I'm good with pussies.
She is good with pussies. So now let's see her pussy.
Yeah.
With one of these toys. She's going to pick a toy.
Now you're going to have the real experience.
Pick a toy.
Or.
Which one should I pick?
open up that little kind of your...
Oh, God. Go for the pink one.
I'm going to sit down for a second.
It's a good balance.
Oh, thank you for the salt.
More
yes.
than 10 inches.
Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck it, I'm gonna shove that bitch in. Wait, wait, whoa. Come on over here where the microphone is. Before you start cussing each other out, we need to hear this. Okay. All right.
You need to hear me cuss her out.
Well, sure.
She's like, I'm not giving you any lube. Yeah, I'm not giving you anything.
Wow. Okay, panty boy.
Panty boy?
Wait. With those panties.
Where did Kayla go? She's not. You're not gonna come lick my cunt. Get the fuck over here, bitch.
Whoa. See, I knew we wanted to hear you talk. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she spits right into the puss.
No,
right
she's
there.
A pro.
She is.
She knows what's
she
going
does.
On.
She does.
That's a little pussy. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's very tight. I'm scared of that thing.
I'm really scared. I'm really scared. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm gonna scream. Mm.
It's pink, though.
It's very pink.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna open her up with my fingers.
Okay, good technique.
Stretch her open a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stretch her open.
I got.
And here goes that big pink dick.
I love big old pink cock in my pink tight pussy. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
You could turn the vibrator part on too.
She will.
Oh,
how's that
M-G. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, there goes that spit.
Oh my god, it's so big.
Oh, it is.
Put it in there,
it's
baby.
It's big. It's going in, though.
Oh, shit.
It is going in. Into that tiny little
oh,
new
god.
Penthouse pet pussy.
Oh my god. Fought me.
And now she wants more. You've done this before.
No. Oh god. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's taking it. You're taking it almost up to the balls. Yeah. There goes the spit. That Alexis Ford spit. You could bottle that and sell it somewhere. Oh, yeah.
It's always good to rub the clit while you're fucking the pussy.
It is good to rub the clit, yeah.
I like the play-by-play that Alexis does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. We get a little education with our masturbation. Absolutely. Yeah. Always pay attention to the clit. Don't ignore it. Although she's sucking up that dildo like a hungry twat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're moving in rhythm.
I like
oh, yeah.
those narratives.
Totally
on
in rhythm.
It's amazing.
Oh, we gotta show this beautiful butt. Yeah.
Oh my god. 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 Oh. Oh. Fuck. Fuck.
Wow.
Oh my god.
This is what
god.
You call breaking in the new pet.
I've been having like a girl crush on her for a while.
Yeah. Well, you won her over, that's for sure. Let's hear it for the new pet,
you
Emily Addison, and the pro. Yes, Alexis Ford. Licking like a kitty cat, licking up the pussy. Yeah. So, how's the new pet taste?
Delicious.
Yes. She's got that new pet taste.
Yeah.
Your microphone,
new pet
Susan.
Taste.
Yeah.
Definitely tastes like a pet.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're running into the end of the formal part
you've
of the show.
You've got 3 minutes.
Okay, so I think
minutes.
We should
actually, you've got about six because we started
oh,
late.
Oh, we started late.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay.
We're doing good.
We're doing
you guys
good.
Are wonderful.
We are wonderful here, yes.
Oh, it's over?
Oh, well, no, it's not
okay.
over yet. We're almost over, though. So
we're
if there's any parting things you want to say.
Check
somebody's
out
hair.
My website, emilyaddison.net, okay. Taylor Vixen.
Wait, whose hair is this?
It's
okay.
blonde. It's
yeah,
probably mine.
Hers.
All right, let's find out where everybody is
oh my God, my
how we can
like
find you.
And soaking wet.
AlexisFord.net and twitter.com/AlexisFord.
Oh,
Emmy,
yes.
Emmy Addison.
at Twitter. What's yours? Taylor Vixen at Twitter?
Well, wait a second.
She's like my
promoter. We can take our time here. Yeah. And by the way, Alexis is not only an expert cunning linguist, but she's a great Twitterer.
Yes.
Yeah, she's an expert twat.
I love to think of my head.
Yeah. And can we attribute this mood to the pleasure shots, ladies?
Yes! Thank you, Penthouse Pleasure Shots.
And remember, everything can be bought on penthousestore.com. And use offer code 100100STARS. Mm. And this lovely performance is in my honor, right, girls?
Oh, yeah.
That was all for me, right? You were thinking of me the whole time, weren't you?
And you can buy Lainey's wonderful book that I am featured in at Amazon.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Confessions of the Hottest 100 Porn Stars is a definite must-buy Christmas present.
Absolutely.
Yes, buy Lainey's book. Buy it.
And buy it, goddammit, or we will never post any more naked pictures ever.
I won't ever show my fucking cunt on Twitter again if you don't buy Lainey's
exactly.
book.
Buy Lainey's book.
You want to see my fucking cunt? You better buy Lainey's book. Amazon.com. Confessions of the 100 Hottest Courses.
Fuck.
Yeah, buy Lainey's book.
These are your girls. Hey, who's... I want to ask you a question.
Lainey's book.
Lainey.
Lainey.
Are they your publicists?
It looks that way, right?
Yeah.
It looks that way. No, they're the sweetest girls I've ever met, and they make my life so wonderful, and I love
them. Now, have
them.
You ever
Thank
had
you.
Sex with a porn star?
No.
Wanna,
no.
Want to now?
Oh. Thank you. Maybe later.
Maybe later.
We're getting Lainey and Holly after.
Yeah.
So don't go to the bathroom because I will find the stall you're in and I'm going to attack you.
Yeah. You can use the titty salting
yes.
thing as a, you know, an entryway. Mm-hmm. So, okay, website?
TaylorVixen.com and
yeah.
Twitter at Taylor Vixen.
Okay. And website?
It's coming up. It's clubkaylapage.com.
It's coming up.
I know, yeah. I'm one of those lazy bitches who hasn't gotten it together for the past 10 years.
Wow. Well, you're busy. You're a MILF, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You got a lot to do.
But it is coming up.
Okay, and Holly Randall, where do we find you?
HollyRandall.com.
Yeah.
Holly Randall and Forever Vamp.
Yeah.
Forever Vamp. If you want to watch her slutty fetish site where maybe you can catch me pissing or...
pissing.
Yeah, pissing is her fetish site where we do nasty girl fetish stuff. Pissing, like spanking.
Ooh. Bondage.
Latex. Bondage.
Do you like spanking?
I love it.
We love... Well, I'm a
here.
Fetish
somebody
model.
Somebody gives somebody a spanking and then... Here, I've got something for after spanking. Okay, so here, this is a nice little spanking here. Spank away. This is almost the end of the show, so we're doing something with the end here. Right, okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Do you have a clogger?
Yeah, we do. Actually, I think it's under you. There it is.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say you don't come prepared, Dr. Susan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Here we go.
It's hot.
Yes, you are. Yeah, whack that booty. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bad whore.
Bad whore.
Oh!
What was that? Oh, wait.
Did Alexis just say you better give me your money, you bad whore?
That's what
she amazing.
Said.
I love this.
And this is the chinchilla glove that a client gave me.
Oh.
A sweet chinchilla for this glove. Because
No, I did not. I did not. It was given
like
to
somebody
me as a
else
gift.
Did.
Yeah, somebody else. And I didn't buy it. It was a client that gave it to me. That's
like
a fur fetish.
I want it.
Okay, that's fake, though. There you go. Whoa, look at how much the blood rises to your surface. It's
but I'm a
sexy.
Fair skin.
You are a fair skin, sweet pea.
You know,
Yeah. So how do you think porn has changed since your Mother's Day, Suze? I mean, Holly.
Oh
since
my God. Holly. What? What'd you say? Sorry, my mom's British. That was a horrible British accent. You'd think I'd be able to imitate it, but no.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't live back then like it is now.
Yep, live, yeah.
It wasn't live, so.
This is live.
Right? Yeah.
This is very live.
This is very, very live.
I love it.
Absolutely. And have we run out of time yet, Captain?
We are now.
Overtime.
A little over. No, just 1 minute. Because we started late.
Yeah, the butt toy and the purple. She wants all the biggest things.
Those are the ones that were in
wait,
my
you
ass.
Okay, fine, you want them?
You're going to go fucking sell them on eBay.
I know,
bitch.
I'm going to shoot
them,
bitch.
I love the way these girls fight. It's like, you know, really sexy.
Yeah, we had no extension. Wait, whose bra is this?
Hooray for Tennessee.
Because we have the same bra.
Cat fight.
Cat fight.
Mine
are
yours.
You know what? My halter, because my tits, they weigh so much that I need that halter.
Well, mine's in newer, and I don't know how much yours
I think
weighs,
we need another titty fight.
I do have to say, though, Taylor's are natural and bigger than all of ours.
Right. Taylor, can we have another look just for the very end?
They're amazing.
Wow. Yeah, jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Parting shot.
Taylor, best tits in the biz.
Well, other than mine.
Bitch.
All right.
All right. I think we're done with the broadcast.
You guys
live broadcast.
Are incredible.
So I want to give everyone a big hand here.
All right.
Let's give a big amen and a women to all the penthouse pets and their handlers.
And I also want to say thank you to the new owners of Penthouse. Bob Guccione was a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
And a dear, dear, wonderful man who started also a revolution and created Real Girls Next Door. compared to
that
the
actually
other guy.
Have sex instead
yeah,
of just riding horseback and eating spaghetti
and,
while
that's
naked.
That's Holly.
Yeah.
So I'm always touched in life.
This is me and Alexis. Get us.
And piss. What are we doing?
Wait a minute. That's a
foam
rubber.
You know what? That's
foam. Microphone. That,
okay. It's our, yeah. Sure. We're really excited about our relationship with Penthouse. As a matter of fact, we're in Penthouse.
We're on Penthouse 4.
We're in
fourth floor.
Where are we? Yeah, where are we here? We're here somewhere in this this issue, I think.
Yeah, we're somewhere in here.
We're somewhere in here. Okay, but we had a bunch of pets on a few months ago for Masturbation Month, and it was is this the one? Or this is the one. And it was Penthouse Self Petting. Here we go. Yeah, Penthouse Self-Petting right here. Yeah, with Ryan Keeley and Phoenix Marie.
Ew.
And well, that
Isis
she was
Taylor.
Isis Taylor. Mm-hmm. And let's see.
I want a pet with Taylor.
All right. So
and
anyway, thank you so much, Penthouse Pets. Thank you so much, Holly, and thank you so much, Lainey. And
thank you.
And thank you. Our studio audience has been great in the womb room. Thank you, Kelly, for putting this together. Thank you, everybody here at the Speakeasy for putting it all together for us. And thank you, my darling viewer, or if you're in the cheap seats and just listening, thank you, too. You know, whether you're watching us or listening, in your mansion on a hill or your cardboard box. I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel and find all the pleasures in life. Get inspired
and
by this Penthouse
and masturbate to
pet.
Our fucking movies.
Masturbate to their fucking movies, all right?
Join
make
our
love
sites.
To their fucking movies. Let it inspire your marriage so you can stay with the same person for 47 years. Instead of getting bored, you can get inspired by the pets. And whatever you do, make like bonobos, not baboons, okay?
Yes,
here,
right
bonobos.
Here.
Make like bonobos. These are like the bonobos of the human race here.
Peace through make, pleasure.
Yes, peace through pleasure. That's right. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. And even if you're masturbating to Penthouse pets. I love you. Tell them you love them. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
And I just want to remind all of our listeners and the audience around the world, we are the Arab Spring. We are the American Spring. We have radicalized the world, and we are the foot soldiers of the revolution, the sexual revolution.
The bonobo
revolution.
That will
change everything in the world. Not George Bush and not those guys. Send them back to church. We are the revolution. Take them out.
Yay.
Yeah.
Amen and a women.
Thank you.
Woo! Talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio City One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is.